Hey y'all, before we play this story, I wanted to tell you about our new community, The Kinship. Have you felt the urge to create lately? To start writing again? To pick your paintbrush back up? Or whatever creative activity you used to love? Or maybe you feel it's time to finally begin that film or book idea you've had for years. The only thing stopping you is you don't know where to start. Well, start with The Kinship. The Kinship is here to provide the skills, community, and inspiration to help you get out of your head and truly nurture your inner storyteller. Access workshops with up-and-coming and accomplished creatives. Perfect your craft with prompts and activities that push you to reflect and to stretch your imagination. And meet other folks like you from across the country that will encourage and pour into you and hold you accountable. When we said we're reclaiming narratives and telling stories, we didn't just mean on our podcast. We meant everywhere. Learn more and join The Kinship at youhadmeatblack.com/kinship. Hey, welcome to You Had Me at Black. I'm Martina Abraham Zalunga. This story comes from Felicia. She moved to LA in search of the Hollywood dream, the dream house, the dream man, the dream dog. But in her pursuits, she ended up losing it all. Here's what happened.
I want you to breathe all this in.
You're listening to You Had Me at Black.
Light in the heart of the city.
Black.
Man, listen, man.
Black.
This is You Had Me at Black, and we live, baby.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight? Good. So I'm Fee. Also known as Fifi, also known as Felicia, also known as Bye Felicia. So, living in LA is a trip, right? Right. So, I moved to LA about 5 years ago, and I had this vision, right? Like, I had this vision of being this, you know, career woman and all about fashion, entertainment, and just, you know, living my life like it's golden. And it was just like a really dope vision that I had. So I moved and I found my first place in Venice, which was awesome. I was by the beach. And right when I got here, I like lost my job, which was like, damn. but I ended up just, you know, working on my business, and, you know, I end up like just staying in the house every day, just like a mad scientist trying to work it out. And then spring came along, and so it's spring now. And I was getting bored. Like, I was getting, you know, that itch, right? That itch. And I wanted to date, you know, I wanted to date in LA. And I was coming from DC. I was in DC for a minute. DC. I went to Howard, so HU in the room, you know. So I was used to getting dates. Like, I was used to getting attention. I was used to getting, you know, I had people on my line, for real. But when I got to LA, it was just like so dry. I'm like walking past dudes and like, I'm like, dang, I can't even get a high bro. Like, I can't even get eye contact. Like, for real. Like, am I like, does my breath stink? Like, what's that? So this one weekend, after much convincing, one of my friends convinced me to like get online. And so I've got on one of those, you know, ones where you just swipe, you know, you're just swiping left and left and left. And I'm swiping, I'm over analyzing pictures. I'm looking like, is he doing the duck lips? I don't really know, like, what side he's on. But anyways, I finally ran across this profile and it's like looking pretty dope. So I'm like, Shoe collector. That sounds nice. I'm like, y'all so funny. I'm like, freckle lover. I'm like, I got freckles. I mean, y'all can't see it right now under this beat, but you know, I do have freckles. And then it was like private chef. So I was like, yes, like this sounds like everything. And I'm just checking it off my list. I'm checking out bro through the pictures. And I'm like, all right, you kind of look like my type. He's from DC to LA. So I'm like, perfect. And I drop in his DM. So I'm like, you know, I think I might be your type. And so, I'm like, I think I might be your type. And he's like, you know, he's completely smitten. Like, he's just like, I'm texting, he's texting right back. I'm like, okay, consistency. And, you know, like, this might really be something. This might really be something. And, so then, you know, we're trying to figure out where we live, and like I'm trying to be like real elusive because I don't know if he's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I live on the west side. I live on the west side. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm in Venice. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like in Venice right now with the homies. Like, pull up, you know? So I'm kind of freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, like, what do I have on? Like, you know, I wasn't expecting to meet him so soon. And he's like, no, I'm just going to like bike up there. I'm like, bike? Ooh. I don't know if that's like a good or bad thing, but it was cute because it was Venice. You know, who don't want to bike with a boo? You know, so I was like, all right, that's cool. So he pulls up, we start walking and talking. He is like red, okay? Like he is red bone, red beard, red hair, red. Just kind of imagine, like, you know, Sinbad, like a cousin with a beard. Like, that's kind of what he was looking like. So he's interesting. That's rare, but I'm checking him out. He's pretty swaggy. His shoes are fresh, you know. So I'm like, all right. So he tells me that, you know, he's a private chef. He has a few clients in Hollywood. And, you know, he's 420 friendly. And, you know, we both like bacon. And... it's just a match. It's just a match. I don't eat bacon no more, but it's okay. And, you know, we just start chilling. You know, we just start chilling. It's on after that. So we have like a few months of Netflix and chill and some gourmet meals, and it's great. So winter comes around and the checks stop coming in. So, you know, these clients in Hollywood, they're like flying to Bora Bora for the vacation, Europe. It's like, okay, well, when the clients coming back? Like, when's the money? What's going on, you know? And so, you know, he starts telling me, like, he's feeling like, you know, maybe he should just go back to D.C. Like, you know, L.A. is really hard. I don't really know a lot of people out here. So, you know, maybe I should just, like, go back. So, you know. I'm like, uh-uh. It is too hard to find a man in L.A. I'm not letting you go back. So I'm like, babe, don't worry. Like, we can do this. We can do this. We can chase our dreams together. You can do the chef thing. I can do my fashion thing. And we can just do this together. And what did I do? I was like, let's move in together. Let's just move in together, okay? So... we move in together, and it's cute for a second. 1 second. It was cute for a second. Then he decides that we want to get a dog, because that's what people in L.A. do. You get your dog, a little designer dog, and y'all cute. Y'all walking down the beach. And so it didn't take me long to realize, like, this wasn't about to work. Like, the space is too small. Like, the dog and you and the man, this is my first place. You know, like, I can't do this. Then our neighbor's acting crazy. Every time we cooking jerk or curry, she banging on the walls. Like, I'm just like, we got to get out of Venice. We got to get out of here. So I'm not taking no steps back. So I'm like, we're going to move to, you know, Hollywood. Okay, so we going to Hollywood. That's where we going next. So we moving this spot in Hollywood. It's so dope, okay? It's like a dream, for real. It's like this penthouse, you know, apartment, and there's views, and you can see the Hollywood sign, like, well, part of the Hollywood sign. And then it has this, like, swanky rooftop. I'm thinking we could entertain, we can have dinners, like, it's going to be great. Yes, this place. And we get up in there, and it is great for like 2 seconds. And then, you know, once we realize the rent is like a mortgage in Hollywood, and, you know, all the gourmet food and the gourmet weed delivery service and, you know, the shoes. They'll talk about the shoes. We have the shoes going on, too. And we have realized that, you know, we couldn't cut it. You know, the checks aren't coming in every 2 weeks all the time, you know. So then, you know, eviction notices are on the door. And I'm coming home after 14-hour days, and it's like the dog is, you know, whatever. And I'm just feeling trapped, you know, like financially stressed, you know, emotionally stressed. We both working a lot and barely making it. And I don't know. Spring came around again, and I just, you know, that itch came out again. I don't know what happens in spring. So basically, this guy reached out to me. We'll call him Jay. And so Jay reaches out to me. You know, he drops in my DMs. And this is guy, this flashback, I met him a couple years ago on a plane. And he was really dope. He was an architect / rapper. And dope. So he just sounded like an interesting dude. He sounded like an interesting guy. And, you know, we exchange Instagrams, because that's like what people do in 2018. Like, you don't have to ask for no one's number. They just, you know, you could just drop in the DM. So he drops in my DM 2 years later. He's like, hey, I'm back in town. You know, if you have time, let's catch up for drinks. And I'm like, yeah, let's catch up for drinks. Yeah, that's what people in LA say, right? So so he actually comes in town, and he hits me up. And I'm like, oh, what's up? So he's like, well, I don't really have anything planned, but I do have, like, tickets to the Lakers game tonight. And I was like, oh, the Lakers game? I ain't never been to the Lakers game before. And then he's like, yeah. And then I'm like, hey, ain't it Kobe's last season too? This is Kobe's last season playing, right? So I'm like, I got to go. But I'm like, no, let me ask, and just let me, you know, treat the situation like I want to be treated. So I asked Red, which is my man. And I'm like, yo, Red, like, the homie's in town. Like, is it cool if I just go to the basketball game? And so he's like, yeah, it's cool, whatever, yeah. So, okay, so I'm tripping out. So he says yes. So I'm like, all the lights say green. Ain't nothing saying not go, so I'm going to go. So then the day comes, and I'm like trying to like finagle something. I'm like calling coworkers, like, y'all want to meet up for drinks before? Or, you know, just so I wasn't alone. I was starting to get a little nervous, and no one could come. So I ended up just going to the game to meet him. And I didn't really remember, like, you know, what he looked like in person, but he was very tall and broad-shouldered. And he, I got to, a little nerdy, a little, but, you know, it was cool. And so we got to the game, and probably like 3 quarters in, I realized, like, yo, Kobe's not even playing, yo. Like, he is like, he is like fully dressed. I don't think he's coming in. And then I think the Lakers sucked that year. I mean, I don't know, but it was just a bad year. So anyways, I'm in the game, and I'm kind of realizing, I'm like, damn, like, this is kind of awkward. Like, Kobe's not even playing. I'm with this random guy. Like, yo, is this a date right now? Like, is this a date? And so after the game, he wants to, like, go to the dispensary, because that's what everybody, when they come to visit L.A., what they want to do. So I gladly oblige, and then I said, you know, like, I'll drop you back off at your hotel. So I dropped him off. Well, I didn't exactly drop him off. So So we wanted to know, you know, Puffa L. And so I was like, okay, well, we're in Santa, he was in Santa Monica. So I was like, no, it's too hot to do that in Santa Monica. So let's just, like, you know, go up to the room. And so we go up to the room, and it's super cool. We're like, okay, well, we don't want to, like, smoke in the hotel room. Maybe we should, like, go in the bathroom because, you know, we just hop back the bathroom. So we go in the bathroom, and then, you know, he starts flowing. So he starts flowing, and we're blowing, and, you know, I start dropping a few lyrics, and he's flowing, and I'm dropping lyrics, and then I just dropped, and I just fell, and I slipped, and that's it. And then I slipped, and then I went home. So anyways... So I went home. He texts me the next day, like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh my God, please do not text me. Delete, 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 delete. And then, and so then, like, that was it. You know, it was, you know, I didn't think about it, and, you know, that was the end. So maybe like a few months later, maybe about 3 months later, I get a call from Red, and Red's like, you know, I'm at work. He's like, yo, I have like terrible news. I'm like, yo, what is it? Is it the dog? Like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? So he was like, no, you know, we'll talk about it when we get home, when I get home. I was like, okay. So I get home, and he tells me that this girl reached out to him on Instagram saying, she thinks that I was out with her boyfriend on this night, and we met back in 2014. I mean, she had just weaved this story together, honey. Facts. So he tells me all of this, and I'm just like, what? Who on Instagram? I don't know. What? What's this alternate world? I don't know that girl. Don't listen to them hoes, baby. Don't listen to them hoes. So, you know, a couple weeks go by, and the arguments get a little bit more intense, and, you know, the bills are still adding up, and, you know, the shoes and the bags ain't really doing it anymore, and those are stopped. And, you know, finally I'm just like, yo, what's up? Like, what's going on? Like, let's talk about it. So he's like, you know, I'm just feeling like some type of way. I'm not sure if like you're telling me like the whole story. Like, I'm still thinking about it. And I was like, damn. I was like, yo, this is like my moment, right? This is my moment. Because here I am in this penthouse apartment with the eviction notices on the door and dogs and the man and all these fabulous things, but like, I'm not really happy, you know? I'm clearly like, I'm not really happy. So, you know, I end up telling him like, yeah, like there were some inappropriate exchanges, you know, and it's inappropriate. It was inappropriate. Inappropriate. And then he was like, you know, I don't know what happened. I think I woke up one morning and Cranes in the Sky was playing. And I was like, you know what? I think it may be best if, you know, you go back to D.C. and you do your thing. And, you know, you've been wanting that, you know, and stop living under, like, these pressures of, like, L.A. And, like, I can stay here and figure myself out and we can just kind of, like, see what happens. So, you know, he contemplates over it. I contemplate over it. We try to like find other solutions. Like maybe we need a bigger place. Or, I think we even got another dog. Like the baby don't fix nothing. Okay. Like it's not going to fix it. So we ended up, going our separate ways. And, that was really the end of Hollywood. He moved back, and I ended up having to fight for my life to find a one-bedroom under $2,000. It was just insane. So I'm sharing this tonight because it's been a couple years now. And I'm sharing this tonight because one, like, material things will never fulfill you, you know, like that thing, those things are just like smoke and mirrors out here. Two, you can find peace in like your honesty and being real with yourself. And so now I'm being all the way real, and I live in Leimert, and it's great. And you know, I wake up to Anita Baker in the morning. My hallway smells like all these coconut oils and shea butters. I mean, it's great. But I think thirdly, it's just, you know, stay true to yourself, and like the rest will fall in your path. And I hope me sharing my L's turned into lessons helped you out tonight.
This episode was mixed and mastered by Miles Dotson. Purposely Awakened is our national media sponsor. Their publication launched in the summer of 2016 to bring awareness to issues affecting the Black community and to promote Black businesses, campaigns, and movements. They fulfill their mission and purpose with socially conscious images, apparel, and content that promotes positive change within the Black community. You can find them at purposelyawakened.com and connect with them at Purposely Awakened on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Plug TV is our Los Angeles media sponsor. They're a digital network introducing audiences to people of color who live lives that are so much more than the sliver of the minority experience that traditional media's gatekeepers allow on screen. They have an original slate of comedy, drama, fitness, and alternative reality shows to authentically represent people of color and produce a more diverse Hollywood. You can find them on YouTube at The Plug. Thanks for listening to You Had Me at Black. If you want to hear more stories like this one, leave a review.
You're listening to You Had Me at Black.